Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Guys, forget about the aftershave or even the Old Spice body wash. Have I got a way for you to get the girl? Why'd you laugh when I said Old Spice body wash?
Because that's like the third time you've referenced Old Spice body wash on this radio program.
Because that's what I use.
I know. I just
anybody looking for an endorsement, I don't look like that guy in your commercial. The guy before Terry Crews, whose name I don't know. But I'm not a ripped black man. But I will still give, I'll give you the chubby white guy.
Do you want to smell like body Farwell?
Wash. Yeah. Well, nobody wants to smell like Farwell. But I'll do it, though.
You
listen,
always
Old Spice.
Smell delicious.
Old Spice, you listening to me? Chubby white guy, do your next commercial.
Oh my gosh.
That's what we're going to do.
Was that the guy backwards on the horse and on the beach and stuff? Right.
Very fit, nice looking man.
I'm on a horse.
And then they did it. Now Terry Crews is on the commercials and his head flies off.
What?
Terry Crews.
This doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Terry Crews. Who is that? Do I know who that is?
You'll know him for sure. He's an actor.
Okay. I'm going to go Google him.
All right. You Google the heck out of him. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you all that you don't need it. So actually forget it. Don't Google Terry Crews.
Why?
Because you don't need what he's got. All you need, men, is a little bit of garlic. Garlic makes the ladies go wild. Who'd have thought that garlic would actually work to your advantage in that way?
What do you mean? Like rub it all over your person?
No, you don't have to do that, but just eat it.
Uh-huh.
Because apparently it makes your sweat smell sexy. It's very attractive to women if you have garlic-scented
pheromones.
Sweat. There you go.
Yeah.
The researchers believe it's because that scent in your sweat suggests you are healthy. And all women ever want out of us is good health, because that means, hello, genetics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good baby makers.
You can make a baby.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That's all we're good for.
Good smell and sweat.
Good smell.
I think most women would admit they like the good smell of man sweat, you know, for a moment or two. Like, you don't want like 3-day-old man sweat, but if you directly come in the house after doing something that makes you get sweaty, I think chicks dig it.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember having this debate like decades ago. Me and my buddy and our girlfriend, and we were going on about, you know, so you're on a bus and the guy, the construction worker comes on still carrying his lunch pail all dirty, and or then you got the guy that just left the office job in his suit carrying his briefcase.
Yeah.
Which guy is more attractive? And I thought for sure it's going to be the hardworking, dirty, kind of disheveled guy. And they're like, no, we want the guy in the suit.
Yeah, no, I think you have to already be in love with the person whose sweat you're about to smell in order for it to be attractive.
But isn't the construction guy
right off the bat?
Don't you have the construction guy in your calendars? You don't ever get the suit guy in your calendar.
Calendar? What the hell are you talking about?
Just women, you know, the calendars that women get with guys in them, right?
Women have calendars.
See, Candace, our fill-in producer is nodding her head, yes.
This is not a mechanic shop. Y'all have calendars.
I understand that.
We have romantic comedies. You guys have calendars. What?
All right.
I've never owned a calendar in my life with a dude in it.
Does the construction worker never come over and then take off his clothes at one of those parties?
You
got the police officer, you get the construction worker.
You know, if you just, like, the crap you make up in your head, honestly, is quite, it's entertaining to me.
Right.
Yeah, it's good.
Candace still likes the construction worker guy.
Okay.
Wearing nothing but a tool belt.
On the bus?
No, not on the bus. My gosh. Now that's a whole other story. I don't know what city you grew up in. I don't know what buses
you
were like in Midland.
We didn't have a bus, first of all. We walked. Maybe that's why I like the smell of sweat.
Did we determine if I should start eating some garlic or not? Or should I just stick to Old Spice body
good.
Wash?
And I think you should maybe have both. You should still use the body wash, but can eat the pasta.
All right. You Google Terry Crews. I'm going to Google sexy construction worker. We'll see what comes up.
I don't think this is either of those things are a good idea.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.